I need something to cheer me up. And so I'm going to talk to my friends at Catholic Charities of St. Paul and Minneapolis, because Elizabeth Lighten, girl, y'all got this amazing thing going on right now at the Mall of America that I can't get to. Miss Therese told me about it. You guys got llamas and pets and trees, and you're giving and doing some amazing things out there. You've got to tell me what's going on.
Hi, Shaletta. Yeah, I'm calling in live from Macy's Court at Mall of America. We're here with the 31st annual Giving Tree event. It's the community event that we put on every year that allows folks to go shopping for their neighbors in need and do some quick volunteer activities. And then this year, I'm looking at them right now. We've got 3 alpacas still here, and people are just loving them. They are so fluffy and so cute. And it's just been a wonderful way for us to talk about our trauma-informed care model and how we are just doing things a little differently to take care of people.
Okay, let me just tell you something. If you want me to finish my show, don't you say that you got alpacas at the Mall of America, because my kids will start putting their shoes and coats on, and we will be in the car trying to finish this show on the road. The Shaletta Show will go on the road, because there's nothing these kids like better than playing with an alpaca. Okay, now listen, you guys have been doing this Giving Tree for a long time, but this year you got a twist going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, we've got therapy animals from North Star Therapy Animals, and people have just, from the moment we opened, have just been showing up with grins, and they're just really excited to take a beat from their shopping and visit with a cute dog. We had this really great cat who was just so friendly, and it's just been a really nice way for people to decompress and take a moment and take care of themselves.
And what they're also getting an opportunity to do is take care of their friends and their neighbors. And, you know, this is the Good Neighbor Station, and you've got this Giving Tree up. And there are so many kiddos out there who could really use some help this holiday season, making it merry and brighter. And those of us who've been blessed this year, who have a little extra money, and we can make a difference. So talk to me about how the Giving Tree works. When we come to play with the alpacas, do we just get somebody's name, go shopping, and bring the gift back? Is there a QR code? How does this work?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways. You know, if people can make it to the mall, we're here all day, 10 to 10 today and tomorrow. You can pick an ornament off the tree that has our most needed items, and we'll make sure that those things get back to the people who need them. And then if people can't make it out, if you just visit cctwincities.org/givingtree, there's just a lot of different ways that you get involved, you know, ship something to our distribution center, or find other ways that you could help somebody out this holiday season. Right now, we're really looking for our top 5 items this year are things like winter jacket, winter boots, you know, those cold weather essentials. And then, you know, we always need underwear. It's just it's a basic dignity item for those staying in our shelters. It really makes a difference.
We are talking to Elizabeth Lighten of Catholic Charities of the Twin Cities, St. Paul and Minneapolis. She's the director of communication. She's live at the Mall of America. This was not an interview that we had set up. This was not on the bingo card. But I just heard what you all were doing, and you had the alpacas out there, and you've got these kids, and they have a need. And we have so many people listening to this show who are driving to the mall, who are going to be shopping for their friends and families and teachers and loved ones. And I thought, you know what, let me shine a light on this. Let me see if Miss Elizabeth can come on and talk about this, you know, because those of us who are in a position to be the change we want to see need to be that change. And that can happen as early as today by taking one of these ornaments, getting that gift while you're at the Mall of America, bringing it back, because there's some kids who are back at home waiting on us, waiting on our generosity, waiting on us to make a difference in their lives.
Absolutely. You know, we serve over 23,000 of our neighbors every year, kids, families, adults, older individuals, and it really makes a difference. What we collect at this time of the year really sustains us.
Okay, so how long are you going to be at the Mall of America with the Giving Tree? Again, this is, you know, our you know, busy shopping weekend. You know, we've got to make sure we got everything ready before Santa gets here next week and week after next. And so tell me what is it that how long are you going to be there?
Yeah, so we're going to be here for one weekend, and it's going to be today and tomorrow, 10 to 10. If the mall is open, we are open. And if you can't make it out, like I said, cctwincities.org/givingtree. There's different ways you can get involved if you can't make it to the mall, but we'd also love to see you here.
Yes, and I just thank you all. And you know, it's so amazing how much fun you have made this. You know, it's a destination, it's a gathering place, and I know you and Mr. Reese, y'all, you know, plan all year to make this fun for the entire family. And you know, y'all did it with the alpacas. I'm going to just tell you, whoever had the alpaca idea, they need to win Employee of the Month at Catholic Charities, because that is going to draw the kids, which will draw the parents. And you know, one of the things that I'm trying to teach my kids is that the season of giving is not just about giving to them. You know, a lot of times they'll write their letter to Santa, and you know, they'll put it out there, and then they'll mail it into the North Pole. And so I'm trying to tell them, let's go over to the Target and let's buy a couple of things, and let's take those gifts and make a donation, because there's some kids, and Santa needs to get to those kids as well. And so for me, what I really want to encourage parents to do is as we're going and shopping for our kids, take a break and help them to understand this is a teachable moment about the season of giving and the spirit of giving, and they won't soon forget that. And this could be an annual tradition for the family where you say, you know what, hey, did we buy something for someone else? Let's go, because they're going to have the Giving Tree up at the Mall of America, and there's some kiddos that, you know, who are waiting on the folks at Catholic Charities to bring them something for Christmas, and we can help out. And it's just a good way for parents to teach their kids about giving.
Absolutely, Shaletta. I think you said it. I mean, we're here. We've had so many kids come through. They're really excited about the animals. But then it's also been really great to watch them, you know, assemble a care package for someone who's going to be staying in one of our shelters, or color a note to a neighbor so that somebody gets a cute little personal item with the gift that they get. And it's just been really heartwarming to see all the families come through. And we just love to invite everyone to come out.
Well, I am so glad that you are there. Give us that website again, because I don't want anybody to miss it. Mall of America, today and tomorrow, 10 to 10. You can go right there to the tree. You won't be able to miss it, because there's farm animals, so it's very hard to miss. Okay? You can't say, I can find them. Yes, you can. You can find the alpaca. Just go in the mall and say, excuse me, where are the alpacas? I promise you, somebody will point you in the right direction. But also for those folks who can't get to the mall today and tomorrow, and you are listening, make sure you go to the website and make a difference in the lives of our neighbors who need us the most. Miss Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking a minute. Like I said, this was not planned, but I heard what you all were doing today, and I thought, I've got to let my listeners know what's going on, because they know how to make a difference, and I didn't want them to miss out on this opportunity.
Thank you so much. We so appreciate your support. And yeah, once again, cctwincities.org/givingtree. Come on out.
All right. You have a great time. Have fun. If you see some kids screaming and yelling and running towards you, those are probably mine. Just hold them for me, because they're fast and young. I'm old and slow. I am coming, but I won't be able to catch them.
No, that's great.
All right. We will chat soon enough.